Thank you, Caden. I have two disclaimers. Number one, I don't like the sermon that I wrote. So I'm going to do something that I call turning on the tap and letting God flow. So just be prepared. Second off, this is an interactive sermon. So audience participation is going to be needed. So let's start audience participation. Who has grown something? A flower, plants, crops, whatever. Children? I didn't think about that. Children. What does it take in general? What does it take to grow something?
Patience.
Patience. What else? Time.
Good seed.
Good soil. Good soil.
Nurturing.
Sunshine.
Rain.
We don't like rain, but
one's personal attention.
One's personal attention to that.
Lack of weeds.
Lack of weeds. Yeah, that's wishful thinking. So anyhow, the thing is, in order to get something to grow, it's not just a matter of digging a hole, throwing some seeds down, covering it up, and hoping for the best. It takes diligence and it takes time. When I was growing up, and I was, I don't know, maybe about 5 or 6 years old, Dad decided that he was going to put a garden in the back of our property. And I remember him going out, taking the sod off, and discovering that there were a lot of rocks in the soil. So what he would do on Saturday is he would take the wheelbarrow and he built himself a screen that he had on an angle, and he'd take shovels of dirt, throw it on the screen, and all the dirt would fall down. All the nice rock-free dirt would go down into the wheelbarrow, and the rocks would just flow off. And the next year, he was able to plant. And he would, like a good father does, he would take me out to help. And I would watch longingly because Dad had a Gravely tractor that you could put different implements on the front of it. And it was just so cool to see the different implements that he would use to dig stuff up. And I wanted desperately to stand behind that Gravely and do what he was doing. But as you know, anybody that knows Gravely tractors, they're monsters and they take a little bit. But we'd get stuff planted and about a half to a third of the garden was corn. I can see Brother Tim's ears perked up when I talk about corn. Now, the thing with all gardens is you can't just plant it, water it, fertilize it, let it go. Sometimes you've got to take and plow up the dirt in between the rows. And why do you do that? Weeds. It also breaks it up so that when the rain comes, it's easier for that rain to go down and saturate the soil. Well, one thing that I could do, even as a 6-year old, was my dad had a hand cultivator, which was basically, it was like two handles that went down to a big wheel, and on the back of that, there was a claw-like thing, and you'd stick it down in the ground, and you'd push it along, and that would till the soil. And even though I was little and it was a little bit tough, I enjoyed doing that. I was like my dad. Now, my mother's parents kind of lived in a more rural setting. And they had a larger garden. And luckily, the next door neighbor was a corn farmer. So at the beginning of planting season, they'd come over with their big, with the big tractor, and they'd turn up the soil. And then Dad and I would go with that Gravely tractor, and we'd cultivate it, get it, the big chunks taken care of, and then we would plant. And one of the things that I love to do is once we had the little trough for the seeds, you had to put fertilizer in it. That was my job. My grandmother had the bottom of a roaster pan, and there was a rope tied on each end, and it was filled with fertilizer. And I had a bottle with the bottom cut off and a hole in the cap. And I'd fill up my bottle, and I'd go along letting that out. And then we'd cover it up. And then it was taken care of. And we'd pull the weeds. And we would water if it wasn't raining enough. And we would get a good crop out of it, usually. As a side note, one of the greatest experiences of my life was going to the garden and pulling up a carrot, which wasn't always that perfect carrot. You know, sometimes it looked like it had been working out and was really buff. But I would take that carrot, I'd go to the spigot on the back of the house, I'd wash off all the dirt, and I would eat it. I don't think a lot of parents would let their kids do that today, but that's another story. Now, are there other ways that you can make sure that you're going to get a good crop? Mr. Iowa corn farmer, do you have any? No. Done it before you, right? Well,
all the farmers
go out and pray. They what? You prayed a lot. Yeah, so that's good. Being a farmer is good for your prayer life. But sometimes there would be fields that the farmer would just let be. The ground needed to have a rest so that it wasn't overused, that it had time to recover, so to speak, so that when it was next planted, it would be fruitful, it would be productive. And at other times, the farmer will take and rotate the crop on his field. There are plants that will take certain nutrients out of the soil. There are other crops that put it back. So rotating the crops, letting a field go fallow to not be used, to let be rested, is another way that you can have a good crop that is fruitful. If we look at society as a whole today, how would you describe it? Anyone want to take a shot?
Weedy.
Huh?
Weedy.
Weedy. Why is it weedy? Probably because we are so frickin' busy. We are busy running around. We are trying to get up the ladder. At our work, we want to be productive. Because if we're not productive, there can be consequences. We want to be productive because we want to show that we have the ability to take and move up that corporate ladder to get the pay, the responsibility, and yes, the power that comes with moving up the corporate ladder. If we look at our lives, we are climbing a different ladder there. We're climbing a ladder to have a successful family. We come home and we try to take care of our spouses. What's the thing that every husband has? We have a honey-do list. These are things that our spouses, in my case, what Holly wants me to do, and I do it to make her happy and so that I don't get into trouble. We have kids. When they're infants, what do you got to do? You got to feed them. You got to burp them, which is an experience sometimes. And what else do you have to do? Change their dirty diapers. That's a joy. And then as our children grow up, we have to make sure that they get to school, that they're doing their homework. We have to keep an eye on what they're being taught. And as they grow up more, they start getting active. They start taking up baseball, basketball, soccer. They start singing in the choir, playing in the band. So you got to get them to practice. And then, because you're a good parent, you attend the sports matches, the concerts. You watch them. And the thing, as Gary said, is we get so busy that the weeds start to grow. And what's the bad thing about weeds? They're ugly. First off, they take away nutrients and other things that keep our crops from growing. And if you leave them there, you're not going to have a very good yield. And your fruit is not going to be that good. Excuse me. So, the problem is we are so busy with other people that sometimes we forget ourselves. We forget that we need to do some weeding in our gardens. Weeds sometimes will damage the plants. And you have to take and minister or try to heal whatever the crop is that you're growing. So what do we do about it? Well, we have to realize that, yes, it is important to help our spouses, our children, our parents, our grandparents with their tending of their gardens, but we have to tend ours. Much like we said, when you're growing a crop, there are certain things that are needed for that crop to grow. Fertilizer, rain, getting rid of the weeds, sunshine, all of that. We need to make sure that we're getting what we need. I love the analogy in the scripture when the gardener says, "Let me put manure around the roots." How many of you use manure? Do you get the fresh manure or the aged manure? My in-laws used to have horses, and outside of the barn there was a hill, and my mother-in-law would take, after she did the stalls, she'd pour it over the hill. And as time went on, it moved down and it matured. And my father-in-law had lots of people coming to get that manure. We need to make sure that we are getting the manure in our lives. We need me time. We need time to do things that we enjoy. We need time to heal the wounds that the weeds of life have inflicted upon us. In the scripture today, the owner says, "This fig tree isn't any good. It's not producing. Get rid of it." Why? Because the owner wanted to have a productive vineyard. That was the aim, getting as much crop as possible. Problem with doing that in our lives is we start to take and burn out. We get tired. We're not as productive. The things that we do are losing their quality. We need to take time for ourselves to recharge, to be re-energized. I was feeling that way yesterday. You know what I did? I took 140 rounds of 9mm and about 50 rounds of 22, went to Franklin National Forest that has an excellent shooting range, and I spent about an hour and a half blowing holes in pieces of cardboard. That felt good. It got away. It allowed me to take and renew. Now, if you remember, the other thing that we said that farmers do is they rotate their crops. Okay? Sometimes, well, let me talk about they let the field fallow. They don't do anything to it because they know that that is going to prepare it. If we are having a bad day, we usually beat ourselves up. We say, "What good is this day?" It might be that that is a fallow day for us, that we need to be less productive so we can take and be productive the next day, the day after that, whatever it is. Sometimes we need to take and rotate the crops. Well, what does that mean? Well, sometimes we need to do something new. We might need a career change. We've been doing this for so long that maybe we don't have the satisfaction that we do. If we don't have our satisfaction in our jobs, it affects our lives. I know of a lot of pastors that being a pastor of a church is their second occupation. I know people from lots of different industries, lawyers, IT professionals, that needed to change their crop. And that is important, my friends. So, unproductive days are okay. Taking time for yourself is okay. It's needed. We need to tend our gardens. We need to get the manure that we can suck the nutrients out of and to live a better life. We need to be careful not to get stuck in ruts, whether it's doing the same thing over and over again, whether it is going a certain place, doing a certain routine. We need to be careful if those things are not allowing us to be productive. Got to swap the crop out sometimes. We are all scarred by the weeds in our garden, in our personal gardens. And depending upon what has hurt us, there may be a different course of treatment. And we have to look for that. We have to realize that we are scarred. We need to realize that we need to heal. And we need to find the best way to indeed heal. The gold standard is to be very productive every day of your life. That's not good enough. We need to realize that we need to take time to tend the garden. And that life, my friends, is good enough. Amen.